Hi, this is Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. I am here in Japan in Epcot's World Showcase once again. And one of the things I love doing is taking my time and exploring World Showcase and all the different pavilions and all that they have to offer. Don't just walk by the pavilions, walk in them and walk through them. And one of the things that I really enjoy doing is sampling some of the foods. Obviously, Japan has a number of wonderful restaurants, but beyond that, what I really enjoy doing is going inside and sampling some of the smaller items, some of the snack items, the things you can pick up, grab, and go. Come with me inside the Mitsukoshi department store. We're gonna try some of Japan's more unique snack foods. Come on. Inside, in this section, is my favorite part, because here's where you're gonna find some of Japan's more unique, more interesting snack items. Come back here. This is the section that I really like exploring, because you're gonna find a lot of different things, a lot of different chips, and you get normal sort of chip things, but you also get things like shrimp flavored chips, which may not sound all that appetizing, but having dined on these before, I can tell you they're actually quite good. These, which are, if I can read my Japanese correct, these are the sweet potato crackers, also known as goma kenpi. And there's a lot of different types of rice cakes and rice crackers, seaweed wrapped maki makis, but it's over here. This is the area where things get really, really interesting. Not only because I can't read anything as to what the ingredients are, but I'm able to find out by looking a little bit more carefully, because here is this sakia isaribi. And if your Japanese is as good as mine, you'll know that that's prepared squid. Or if you're if you like your inakun, your prepared squid, this way you can have it as well. Seasoned cuttlefish. These are just seasoned small fish. They don't even have a name. In the interests of science and research in the show, I'm gonna try one of the fish items. And I think because I can see that these crackers are actually little tiny crabs, we're gonna give these a shot. Seaweed wrap. And we obviously need something to wash it down with. And there's a wide variety of Japanese drinks, most of which I can't read the names of, but you'll see there's some coffee drinks. The Black Boss looks like it's an espresso. But I'm gonna stick with the safe thing and go with the green tea. There's also these, which are very, very popular. These are the Ramunes, and these are a carbonated thing that you actually have to open up and pop the top and they get all bubbly. There's lots of different candies, lots of different sweets. Sweets very, very big, I guess, in Japan, because there's two whole sections of them. And in case this doesn't turn out well, there's the sake bar as well. I'm gonna pay for these. We'll go give them a try outside. And I think one of the most beautiful and peaceful places on the promenade is right here in the water garden outside Japan. We've just made our purchase from the Mitsukoshi department store. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about our purchases. I think we'll start off with a little appetizer of the seaweed wrap, known as a happy snack. Crunchy, seaweed. That's actually pretty good. I'm digging these. You want to try? Here, try one of those. No, I like these. All right. It's time for the little mini red crab that I've now had sitting out in the sun, which is probably not the best idea. Oh, look! It comes in a little tray. How nice. Yeah, that's no joke. They are, may the force be with you. That there's some good eating. That's good crab. Glenn? Is one enough, or you know what? It tastes like crunchy crab meat, and it just, you have to get over the fact that you're eating these tiny little itty bitty Lou Mangiello bite-sized crabs. But let's move on to dessert. Our little friend inside told us about two. We've got the Calbee shrimp flavored crackers, and the little koala bear chocolate things. We'll start with the shrimp first because we're on a seafood kick. Although you don't normally think of shrimp in your dessert, but let's see what we got. It's good. It's salty. It's actually sweet. This is really good. And it's a low-carb snack, too. So the final part of our meal and the last little bit of our snack are these little koala bear biscuits and chocolate. Only about $3.50. You get a pack of four of different flavors. It looks like one has chocolate flavor. She said one has strawberry flavor. Let's crack one of these open and see what we got. It's like a little wafer cookie with chocolate and different little bear designs. Collect them all. So I think that was a very fun, very interesting, very delicious experiment that we conducted here in Japan from the Mitsukoshi department store. And that's the whole point, is to have a lot of fun and explore all that World Showcase has to offer. Remember, sampling the cultures, sampling the food from the cultures, doesn't necessarily have to take place inside one of the dining rooms. There's lots of things to try, very inexpensive way to do it, really get to explore all that the different countries and the pavilions have to offer. So I'm Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. I'll see you next time.